I sense, you know, that we're not quite finished. Still, without ceasing, I feel it increasing, this fervour of holy desire, and often exclaim, let me die in the flame of a love that can never expire. A poem of Madame Guyon, martyr to the Holy Spirit, as she was described, is one I linger over and breathe out in prayer. Let me die in the flame of your love. The flame burns for you, you see, not against you. It's just that sometimes doesn't feel like it. But it's only design, your dross to consume and your gold to refine. Death is conquered by life. It's a slow process, step by step, choice by choice, to go the way of the spirit, not the way of the flesh. But fulcrum point is reached. We tip over, the balance changes, and at last there's more of you and less of me, until we can say all of you and none of me. When this point is reached, you will unconsciously give help and assistance to everyone who crosses your path. Jesus in you touches them. His love for them flows through you. Greater works than these of which he spoke will become a reality. But you're aware of nothing but him. You are gazing on the crucified. All for Jesus, all for Jesus, all my being's ransom powers, all my thoughts and words and doings, all my days and all my hours. Let my hands perform his bidding, let my feet run in his ways, let my eyes see Jesus only, let my lips speak forth his praise. Since my eyes were fixed on Jesus, I've lost sight of all beside. So enchained my spirit's vision, gazing on the crucified. That'll be it.